Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Oh, yes, Ted.
Steve, we're back.
We are back. Were we gone last week?
Were we?
I think we were.
I never know.
And I feel bad, like our friend Juliet Frete hit us up about coming back on now post-baby.
Yeah.
And we're both like, I don't even know when we're doing these podcasts right now.
I felt bad as I replied, and then she's like, can I get that audio? And I'm like, I don't know how to do that.
What audio? Of her on?
Yeah.
She
replied to both of us, Steve.
I didn't even see that. I've been so terrible with emails these last few days. Man, I've been just overwhelmed with a million things. I got to get better at that. Clearly.
Yeah.
Sorry, Juliet, if you're listening. You probably aren't. You probably hate us dead. But if you're listening,
she
we love you.
She probably likes me. I reply.
That's a good point. I'll reply. Maybe tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'm the worst at replying to people that I like talking to. That sounds terrible. But like, if it's somebody I really want to reply and give a heartfelt response back to, I'm like, I don't have time right now. I'll do it later.
I'll do it later.
As opposed to somebody that like has a quick answer. I'm like, yes. No. I'm good at that. I'm terrible at like, something that revolves more than two sentences, I'm just like, I'll do it later when I have some free time. And then I forget, or I think I replied, but I didn't. I'm just a mess, Ted. It's time to go melt.
Yeah, I had one last week. Somebody called in for Big Dummy, right?
Yes.
Oh, and the answer was Roosevelt.
Okay.
Now, when the guy hung up, I said, it's obviously Teddy Roosevelt, but the guy didn't say, right? So somebody emails in and says, she didn't specify. And I was like, well, it is Teddy. He goes, well, he didn't specify, so he gets it wrong. So I just go, you must be fun at parties. And then, you know me, though. But then a half hour later, I was like, sorry, that's kind of rude. It's just a silly game.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, it was a funny, like, I don't know if I was totally wrong, but I started feeling bad. So I'm like, hey, sorry about that email.
I'm with you, dude. I don't blame you for saying it, but I would feel bad as well.
Yeah, I was like, that's just a D thing to say to somebody.
Like, we're dealing with some guy on the Bruiser Brody fan page for our band, and somebody's commenting, just being a snarky dick, and it's taken everything in my power to not respond.
Yeah.
And then there's part of me wants to respond and kill him with kindness. Part of me wants to just completely cut him down to its core. And then I'm just like, I'm just going to ignore him.
What's his beef?
He's just...
Has he been to a show?
No.
Does he know what your boy looks like?
He's a Travis got into it a little bit with him on Facebook.
Like,
yeah, Travis is not afraid of anyone.
I hope you don't show up to a show.
Do not piss Travis off.
Like,
he's a former MMA fighter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes. He's a big scary. I mean, I know the guy, but he's a scary dude.
Right.
That's why I only gave him S when Glenn was standing there with me.
Yeah, someone to protect you. We even joked about it on the MegaCast. We're just like, yeah, it's like stand behind Travis. Like, you know, hide behind Travis. We call it the HBT syndrome. Say what you want and hide behind Travis because he'll protect us. But the guy's just being a jerk about A. He's like, you know, he thinks that we're getting all this free publicity because the drummer is from KISW. And he thinks that all the other members of the band hit their ceiling. So what did they do? Create this band, quote unquote, super group, and enlist the help of a drummer that has on-air opportunities for them. So it's just a lot of
local bitterness. Band guy. Yeah,
it is. He's a drummer from a band. And so Wyatt responds, of course, to him from White Only in the Wreckage. And like, just
treat him like grapefruit and dump sugar on him.
Yeah, that's what I say. But no, Wyatt's just like, you know, something along. He just writes, wow, you must be fun at parties. So I got me. That's why it made me think of it, because of what you just said. And the guy replies like, actually, I am. It's like, oh, if you have to say that, then you're not. And then he continues to write, I just don't like when people are like basically age and like older guys trying to hold on to the Seattle sound. So I click on his page and he posts a thing about how a website's going to be up and running from his old band that he wants to get back together. I'm like, you are a walking contradiction. I can't. This is why I can't have these conversations, because it won't go well. And I'll be like you and I'll feel bad, even though he's being the douche, but I'll feel bad for being a douche.
Contradiction to me. If somebody said, what is America right now? That's what I would say. It's walking contradiction.
Oh, that's a great way.
On so many levels with so many people, and it's become acceptable.
Politics, sports, life.
Yes.
Everything is a contradiction.
Yeah, and sometimes I get caught up in it. I got to catch myself, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And be like, no, no, no. You said you didn't want to do that. You can't be like, oh, I missed out on that.
Yeah, why didn't you guys invite me?
Yeah.
Well, you point blank said you never wanted to attend that.
Yeah.
Well, I still want to be invited.
Right?
I've been guilty of
or
that.
Or like sports teams, right? Like, don't go too crazy. And somebody be like, don't you get up at 4 a.m. for English soccer? I'm like, fair.
fair. It's like this morning we were talking about the guy selling the Seahawks championship ring. The guy that did Uptown Funk with Bruno Mars. Fun fact, I didn't know this, but the halftime entertainment also gets a Super Bowl ring.
I did not know that.
Like a lesser valued version. Story. It's like a $20,000 version, which is still a lot, but it's all the right. Seahawk logo. It's got the 12. It's got all that from Super Bowl 48. Bruno Mars performed. Mark Robson, the guy that helped him produce Uptown Funk, is a DJ.
All right.
He got one too, but now he's putting it up for an auction for a charity or something along those lines.
All right.
And somehow we got into the conversation of, you know, even if you're not a fan of the Seahawks, I wouldn't get rid of that Super Bowl ring. It's too cool to have it. And BJ brought up the point, well, what if you hate the Seahawks? I'm like, still, I think it'd be cool. And then I realized I'm a walking contradiction because somebody emailed in or texted in and said, Steve, would you really want to have a Stanley Cup ring from the New York Rangers? And my instinct immediately was, well, F no, they beat the Devils to get to the finals and they won the ring because of that. And then like, oh crap, that proves his point right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a contradiction.
I feel like ours are a much lesser contradiction.
Oh yeah, mine aren't changing the course of the world.
Yeah.
Mine are about a stupid championship ring from the New York Rangers. Nobody's children are being pulled away from them or other things are happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even I don't know. Like the other day, what was it? One of the ladies on The View. Mm-hmm. So like they love talking trash on The View or The Talk. That's okay. Their whole thing. It's always the right time to talk.
Oh gosh.
It's like, well, your husband just got in trouble for touching people. Like, are you going to? She's like, I'm not addressing that.
Oh yes.
Can't do that now. Now wait a minute. We can't do that.
Yeah, you can't turn your back on your mission statement.
Right.
It's time to talk.
You end the show with like, it's always the right time to talk. That's literally what they say.
It'd be like us saying we're not doing push-ups today.
Yeah.
But we're doing them.
Yes.
For those that are new to our podcast, that's what we do. And that's what you should do, too. It's because you need to get ready for this podcast. You need to be fully invested.
Yeah, man.
So it's time to get 10 push-ups to get your heart racing, your blood pumping, your brain
functioning.
Ted, of course, we got another song to get us ready for Summer Meltdown this weekend in Darrington.
Nice.
That's right. A little EDM from a production library that has no real name. Feels good, though.
Does feel good. I'm kind of ready just to stand in front of speakers and get blasted by this stuff.
We need big speakers, then. I only have a small Bluetooth.
I think Bass Nectar will bring some.
Okay, good. Let's get 10.
Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I kind of like where your head's at, though. Like, are we leaving the RV? No, the party's happening here.
I have zero intention of seeing any of the bands. I'm kidding. I have every intention to see a lot of bands. But if it's like last year, I saw one song.
Right?
And it was in the forest.
Oh, did we not hit the main stage at all?
Nope.
Yeah, that's right.
We hit the beer garden.
Yeah.
We hit the electric late night tent for a half a second. And then we also hit the one in the woods.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
Yeah, like I have plans to see some shows on Friday night.
Me too.
Like I want to see Five Alarm Funk.
I do as well. I keep hearing great things. Hell, yeah. our buddy, our coworker, Matt, from the podcast, flew all the way
MCTP. To... MCTP. He flew to Boise last weekend to see
with his girlfriend, Tyler.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Him and Taryn can go on and on. Like last night on my pod, you'll hear her on the podcast. Like, no offense, but Five Alarm Funk, good band. Not the biggest band in the world.
Oh, they treat them like they're Pearl Jam playing Summer Meltdown.
I know. So like, I was like, who is that again? And he goes, dead ass. He goes, oh, that's the guy that plays the cowbell.
Come on, man. Wait, they have a member that just plays the cowbell?
That's it.
I hope he looks like Will Ferrell. If not, I might have to ask for my refund. It'd be great if we go and we just completely just, we kill his vibe. Bro, this kid's not that good. When's he going to play the cowbell? I mean, seriously, I think right now is a better opportunity for our tambourine.
Right? You are a percussionist.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I'm a drummer. I'm a drummer that gets free publicity for my band, man.
That's how my band survives, dude.
That's right, broski.
Ted Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Borrowing a little bit from Nike on this one, Just do it. Just do you, man. Like, I am fired up to go, you know, like we're talking about missing shows or whatever. I don't know. You're going on vacation. You're doing something this weekend. Do what you want to do.
Dude, it's that's funny my advice. That I thought of you.
That's going to make you happy.
A friend of mine that I got to meet when he came to town for Pearl Jam. Remember when I brought Becky Lynch from the WWE in studio and she had her a buddy that's got in great shape, Jay Ferrugia.
As attractive as she is, I have to say, he's a very fetching man himself.
He is, dude, and he's in great shape. And I didn't know this until I met him. He and also Matt, MCTP, hit me to this, that he's a fitness legend.
Oh, like, no kidding.
He's a dude that was doing CrossFit type stuff in the 90s before it was even called CrossFit or before it was like the latest craze. Like he's been a fitness legend, a fitness guru. He's a coach. Renegade Radio is his podcast, which is great. But he posted something on Instagram today, and I actually commented on it, and I wrote, this is the best thing I've ever read on Instagram, and I meant it. And it made me think of you, because it's like the ultimate TED Talk. It's not nearly as eloquent as Just Do It.
Just do you as well.
That's true. Just do you, boo. But I wanted to read it for you, man, because I think you'll, as a man that's, you're not 40 yet. What are you, 37?
37.
Okay, and I'm 43. And so we're in that, you know, well, it's split in half. It's 40. There you go. Jay is 44, I believe. And he posted this. Of course, he posted this incredible picture of him just swole in the glaciers.
Damn.
Right. The guy's in great shape.
Well, also, damn that environment. He's got to be in the Northwest, right?
It's the Glacier National Park.
Oh, over in Montana.
Okay. So he writes, if you're over 40, forget the past. It doesn't define you. Forget the quote-unquote good old days. Forget high school, college, your 20s, and what you used to do. That type of talk and thinking will forever keep you in shackles of mediocrity. Stop telling yourself lies. You're introverted. You're insecure. You don't do X, Y, Z. You did or would have done that when you were younger. This is just how you've always been. This is how you've always done it. Your time has passed. You're too old. It's too late. That's all complete BS. But he spelled the word out.
Yeah, nice.
He's a renegade. Change the narrative. Tell yourself and the world a different story. Starting today, right now, not Monday, not tomorrow, now. So stop our podcast and do what you got to do. I'm a month away from my 44th birthday, and I've never felt better, had more confidence, energy, happiness, fun, fulfillment, amazing relationships, love, and laughter in my life than I do right now. You can do exactly the same. In fact, I challenge you to do the same. Instead of settling, push yourself even harder in your 40s than you did in your 20s. It's far too late. It's far too late or over. We're just getting started.
Yeah.
I got goosebumps just reading that,
I know,
man.
That's...
And I meant it when I wrote that, and I'm lucky to consider him a friend now. Like, we've kept in touch.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think you'd really like the dude. And it makes me think of you. It makes me think of me. You know, I know you're hitting the gym more now.
I mean, right? Like, you're a great example of it, right? And it wasn't like that happened overnight for you.
Oh, no. It's been like, a very slow.
Right. So what I'm embarking on is a very slow and steady process. But with that said, right, this will be my 8th meltdown. Mm-hmm. So I'm 37. So I started going, what, when I was 29?
Sounds right, math.
But sadly, this will be the best shape I've been in at any meltdown.
Right.
You know?
No, you're looking great.
Sadly, but, you know, it's just the truth.
But that's why when I read that, I'm like, man, that you couldn't be more spot on. I think a lot of people just throw in the towel when they hit late 30s, early 40s, and definitely after that. Like, oh, it's too late to start over. And I mean, I've read some of that, and I still got to work on that. I constantly attribute myself to being too introverted to do certain things in social settings or not stepping out of my comfort zone. Sure, I'm doing things that are definitely out of my comfort zone, but that's like, I don't know, it's still in my comfort zone. Like, wrestling is in my comfort zone. Even though doing the wrestling moves is not, I'm still around people who love wrestling. These are people I could have a conversation with, I feel comfortable around. You know what I mean? But
I know what you're getting at.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it. You want me to do the Tough Mudder, don't you?
Yes, let's do it.
You want to? I'm thinking about doing it in September.
Are you serious?
I just want that Oh, sorry. Sorry.
That's fine.
I got excited.
No. Reach on, Brother
Ted. I want
Ted.
That freaking headband.
Dude, I've been watching the Tough Mudder. I don't know what channel it's on. We just DVR crap.
All right.
But it's a Tough Mudder series.
All right.
It's on cable. You should watch that.
Getting electrocuted does scare me a bit.
I've done the Hell Run, which is like the fun version of the Tough Mudder.
All right.
And, you know, it's not nearly as intense.
Well, the other problem is like, there's a bunch of DeMatha guys, not a problem, but they do it for Looney, for Brendan Looney every year. And every year when it comes around, like, they all just change their profile pictures to them in the orange headband. And I'm like, damn it.
When is Tough Mudder?
In Seattle, September 22nd.
Is that too soon to be ready for it?
The guy I'm talking to, he's like, dude, our group never runs. Like, we just walk it and get through the obstacles.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. That's why when you read that about, like, I'm like, I'm too old for that. And I'm like, that's what that post is about.
I'll do it with you.
Yeah, right?
I'll do it with you.
All right.
I bet my wife would be down to do it, too.
Oh, she'll probably dominate.
Yeah, I mean, we let her go.
Yeah. It's like, I am not keeping up with sin.
Be free.
Be free. So just do your awesome thing.
We'll see you in about 45 minutes.
Right. By the way, here's $20. Get some ice and some beers, please. Because you're gonna have 40 minutes to kill.
Don't worry, babe. You'll have all the time to cool off, eat your vegan whatever.
Yeah, you're going to be rehydrated.
You can even run back, get the car keys out of my pocket, run back to the Jeep, drive to the local QFC, and bring back a six-pack for Ted and I, right, each.
At the end, it's like, thank you, but I just need a nap. I don't need a beer. Oh, now you don't want the beer.
Well, if it works out, we could plan. I don't know if scheduling makes it work. We'll have to sit down. But if not, yeah. I say for next year.
All right.
That should be our goal, that we do Tough Mudder.
Yeah.
We should create a team.
Yeah. And then we could be some of those guys. Because I dated a girl.
Then we'll have
like
that picture.
Yeah. Like last year. And she was showing me her apartment. And I was like, you have two? And she's like, I've done it twice. And I was like, I know. And it's like a subtle, like, that none of the mutters, they never brag.
No, but they wear the t-shirt sometimes.
Yeah,
I see dudes at the gym wearing the Tough Mudder t-shirt. I'm like, all right, I respect you.
And it's just subtle. Like, yeah, I have to. Like, damn it. You know, it's probably like when you go to Apollo Ono's house. You know, like, he's not going to tell you he's an Olympic champion, but at some point, those medals they're out.
And he probably has a sick oil painting of him crossing the finish line.
Does he really?
I don't know, but
oh,
I would.
That would be awesome. I'm like, God, I thought you had inside knowledge.
I don't, but I think, right? That just did the Apollo Anton Ono pose. There it is for everyone listening.
That's next. Then we're become speed skaters.
That's 2020.
2020.
We're doing it for you, Jay Ferrugia.
Yeah.
And you can look him up on Instagram if you do want to be inspired. The dude's Instagram is solid. And it's just Jay Ferrugia on Instagram. I guess it's spelled J. J-A-Y. Ferrugia. Show him some love. Check out his podcast. The dude's solid. And hopefully I'll run into him at Pearl Jam next week because he's coming with Becky Lynch.
Nice.
They're coming to check out the Wednesday night show. And hopefully if they get a pair of tickets, they're going to go to the Friday one as well.
All right.
Yeah. It's going to be a party next week.
Nice.
All right. Well,
my mom's in town.
When's she coming in?
Thursday.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Taking her to Pearl Jam.
I have zero tickets. My original idea was to just go down there and drink around the stadium Friday. So maybe I'll just drag mom along.
I'm thinking I might do that on Wednesday.
All right.
Yeah. Because I got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off.
Oh, see, I took off Monday and Tuesday.
Look at us.
Yeah.
We need to be better about these planning things.
We do.
You're a lot smarter than me because after Meltdown, I will really like to have Monday off.
That's why I take Monday and Tuesday.
All right. When we come back, somehow a million people were checking me out on Facebook, Ted.
Oh.
We should talk about that.
All right.
Also, I have another clip from Spittin' Chiclets that it trumps the last clip that we played from the last Megacast. It's
all
insane,
right,
dude.
All
it's,
right.
It's the most insane story. The story is so insane that the guy who told it is one of the commentators for the Arizona Coyotes broadcast team.
Yeah.
And he even said after he told the story, he's like, I'm afraid I might get fired for telling that story.
In.
Yes, when the Megacast returns. There we go.
Ted and Steve need to use the bathroom, and they always go together and share the same urinal. Kinda weird. The Megacast will be back.
Introducing Facebook Premium. For only $29.95 a month, you'll get unlimited access to all the great Facebook features you've come to know and love without all those annoying ads. Just think, you'll be able to see the photos from Grandma's birthday party and not have to wade through ads for sunglasses or knockoff t-shirts. Best of all, we'll also deactivate those fun clickbait quizzes. You know the ones, like choose your favorite color and we'll tell you what Goodfellas character you are. Facebook Premium doesn't stop there either. We'll finally give you greater control so you can see if your crazy ex is stalking your page at 2 in the morning and deactivate his or her account. Get Facebook Premium today. It's a lot like the old free Facebook, except now it costs money.
Are you ready for some more awesome shit? Yes. The MegaCast is back.
Yeah, Ted, I don't know if you know this, but I'm internet famous.
Oh.
And I didn't even realize it.
Steve Biggs just went viral.
So, anyone who knows me knows I hate Facebook.
Yes. But I know what this is about. Can I ask you an off question?
Yes.
Were you not happy? Like, the picture they posted this morning of you eating Sun Chips.
Oh, that was terrible.
I know.
I was like, Vicky, you really are going to post that? Yeah, all go right. to KSW's Instagram or BJ and Migs Instagram or Twitter. I'm not even sure where it is right now.
But you look like Lulu, like kind of like eating something and just she's giving you like that side eye. Like, are you really looking at me right now?
Yeah. And if you look at the stupid picture, it looks like I'm missing my mouth. Like the chip is hitting my lip. Like, how does, like, that's why I failed a field sobriety test when I was sober once.
Oh.
I blew 0.0 because I had zero licks of alcohol, but I was kind of tired, so I swerved for a second while driving home once from Sid's house back when we were dating.
All right.
Cop pulls me over, is just aggressive as all hell, like laying into me, you son of a mother effer. Blah,
oh, no
blah.
Kidding?
Oh, God, dude. It was crazy. He's like, let's do it. He's like, you're
Seattle
drunk.
Or Stady?
Seattle. I don't remember.
All
this
right.
is many years ago, obviously. It's like 10 years ago. But he's just laying into me, and I'm freaking out. And I'm like, it's kind of cold out, and I'm shivering because I didn't have a jacket on. I had a shirt on. That'd be weird if I was driving shirtless. I think I'd understand why. But I'm just like, all right. And he's like, well, do the field sobriety test. And I tried doing things, and my balance was off, and I didn't touch my nose right.
Those tests aren't made for you to pass them.
No, I failed.
Like, sober-wise, yeah.
And he's like, I told you drunk. Well, I'm like, dude. I didn't say, dude, I probably said officer, sir, whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, I promise you I'm not drunk. I've had no alcohol. I've been at my girlfriend's house. If you have one of those blow things, let me, you know, I don't know what the hell they call them at the time, the breathalyzer.
Breathalyzer.
Let me blow into it. He's like, I've heard that before, sir. So,
let me unzip my pants.
So I blow into it, 0.0. And I got to say, like, the guy's attitude changed drastically. Like, I think he realized, like, oh, man, okay, maybe I was being rather aggressive to you. And it could have just been that you're tired. So he's like, look, well, you're still swerving. Go get some coffee and go home. He didn't give me a ticket or anything, which was nice. But I think he kind of realized, oh, man, maybe I was a little too aggressive on this guy. And
yeah,
he wasn't even drunk.
Aggressive to come up and just was like, you son of a...
Oh, he was cursing me out. He was pissed off.
Yeah, he probably just had a bad day.
He had a bad day.
I don't know why. That seems insulting if somebody's actually having a bad day. You like played that song.
I use that drop on our morning show sometimes. Have you had a bad day? It's the worst. I hate that song. That song puts me in a bad mood.
I did like that commercial years ago on the NFL Network, though.
Yes.
It was like after fantasy football season.
Yes, that was great. So I don't really check Facebook a ton, but I noticed there was a bunch of notifications on my Steve Miggs like page, you know, like the fan page.
Fan page.
Right. So I was like, oh, what's going on? I should probably make my monthly check-in on this thing. And I'm just like, holy crap, there's a crap ton of notifications. And I click on one, and the guy just says, hey, man, congrats on 1 million views on this. Crazy. What the hell is going on? And it's this video of me trying to get a bag of Sun Chips out of our vending machine.
All right.
But for a while, our vending machine was done poorly, man. They had the chips too close to each other. So sometimes the bag wouldn't go down because the other bag was kind of keep from the bag next to it. Like the Funyuns were keeping it, or the Ruffles were keeping it from dropping to the bottom.
Oh, that's common as hell.
Oh.
The two bad snacks keeping the one decent snack from coming out.
Right? I just want my damn garden salsa Sun Chips.
Is that so much to ask?
No. So, I video it for Snapchat, and it's just this long series of me trying, failing, trying. BJ's chirping in. One of our sales ladies, she's like, just try it again. Give it a shot. Who cares? So, I'm doing it and just chronicling it on my Snapchat, and it ends with me finally getting a bag. But it's funny because I'm like, well, maybe if I buy the Ruffles, the Sun Chips that are hanging next to it will go down with it, too.
Yeah. I know that idea.
Right. So, now I'll get 2 for 1, or 2 for 2, actually. So I do it, the Ruffles drop, but the Sun Chips stay stuck. And that was pretty funny. It was a funny video, but it was not, I wouldn't say my most, like, I wasn't, like, proud of the video, but I was like, all right, you know what, I should save it off of my Snapchat, which is at I'm Steve Miggs, if anyone wants to follow me on Snapchat. And then I selfish promotion. You know.
I like it. Well, now I'm just like, I should check my fan page more.
Right. I suck at it, man.
The Ted Smith on Facebook.
There you go.
I don't have a Snapchat, but everything is just at the Ted Smith. Two E's.
So I'm like, well, crap. What the hell's going on? So I just thought it was a dumb video. I'm like, you know what? I should probably put it on somewhere else. I put it on my Twitter page. It didn't get much traction. You know, maybe a few likes here and there. I didn't think anything of it. And I was like, oh, I should probably throw it on my Facebook since I never put anything on there. So I throw it on there and it just says, I just want some hashtag Sunchips, and that's it. Like, there's no crazy hashtags, just one hashtag. I didn't tag Sunchips. I didn't promote it. I just threw it up there.
I just want some Sunchips.
Right. Month goes by. I finally check up on that video. 1.1 million views. I'm like, what the F is going on? And I'm reading all, there's all these comments, and everybody's doing the 6 degrees of seven bacon kind of, Kevin Bacon. 6 degrees of seven bacon.
6 degrees of seven bacon.
I need that alcohol, man. I'm ready for meltdown. Brain's already melted.
I don't know what that means, but I like it. Dude, I'm going to say, we got to say that this weekend. It's like six degrees of seven bacon.
Yes, we do. Let's do it.
And then just walk away.
I hope somebody has bacon.
Somebody will.
Okay, because then we should do it.
I guarantee you. The firemen in our group always bring pounds of bacon for breakfast. They can't help it.
So at some point, you and I both have to be holding bacon in our hands. You know, it's just like the 6 degrees of seven bacon. And then take a bite. So anyways, I'm just like, this is crazy. Thousands of shares, a bunch of likes, and hundreds of comments. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get past. I've always said this. Facebook comments give me anxiety.
I'm with you.
Most will be 95% of the comments on anything I post will be positive or fun or lighthearted, little ribbing here and there. And I'm okay with people giving me a hard time. But then there's that 5% that are just awful human beings that are just completely trying to make your day awful, and they succeed.
Right, because it also sucks, too, because instead of, like, it's like as soon as you start looking at the comments, you're just looking for the bad one.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? It's right. Like when you're in an argument with, say, a significant other,
mm-hmm.
and, like, they could say 100 great things, but you're just, I knew you'd say that!
Yep, I was waiting for it. What do they say? If you're looking for trouble, you'll find it.
Yeah.
And so that's fine. But what I'm reading is just everybody tagging. People are like, why don't you just shake the machine? Like, you can't shake the machine because it deactivates our machine when you try and shake it. Like, it'll just shut down. It won't start up again until somebody comes and fixes it and reprograms it.
Jeez.
So I ain't touching that. So anyways, reading, one person's like, that guy in the flannel or the plaid shirt is preaching the good word. He should run for president. Like, because these are people that don't know our show.
All right.
And that's BJ, and he has a screenshot of BJ just to let you know who he's talking about.
All right.
Keep reading. Next person. That guy in that plaid shirt, I could tell nobody likes him at work. I'd want to punch his effing face or something like that.
Right, because now, right, like, it's just a viral thing. People are just, yeah, because people do that to me on Facebook all the time. They tag me in other people's videos.
Yes.
No, that's awesome.
Most of the comments were people tagging their friends, like, oh, I know what that feels like, or Sally, don't we deal with this at our work? Or some people are like,
yeah.
What kind of job do you have where you guys could just make a video of you standing in front of a vending machine? I'm like, we work in radio. We could do this. This is what we do. But it was just insane. Over a million views. I've never had anything go that viral.
Dude, if you go to my desk right now, mm-hmm. there's still a bag of peanuts there
mm-hmm.
because somebody else we work with tried to buy peanuts and mm-hmm. they didn't come all the way out.
Yeah.
So then I was like, you know what? I'll put in my money. I'll buy the same peanuts. It'll knock them out.
Right.
So I had to pump in like $5 and I ended up with like five bags of peanuts before they all finally fell.
That was the same with me. I pumped in about $3 because it's $1 a bag.
Yeah.
And I walked away with a bag of Ruffles and a bag of Sunchips. And the video ends with a still shot of me holding my Sunchips that says, got my Sunchips. And I'm smiling. It's a fun video. But even my wife, I sent it to her. I'm like, can you believe that this got a million views? And she's like, this is not even close to being the best thing you've ever put on social media.
Dude, but social media is weird, right?
Yep.
Like, I'm sure you saw that tweet the one guy sent out a month ago that was just like, oh man, I forgot to buy that bag of spring mix that'll just sit in my fridge till I throw it out.
Yes.
Right? But that hits home to a lot of people. And like, he even commented, like, I didn't realize this tweet would get so huge.
Dude, it happens. I saw somebody post like some kind of a relationship, like deep thought, and it was some woman, and it got millions of comments and retweets, whatever, you know, on Twitter. And then so I go on her page and like she's got like 200 followers. And that's the point that I thought was funny, because in our industry, and I don't know if other people have this at their work, but it's all about social media. Like, we need to get this. We need to organically create something that's viral, which goes against the whole concept of something being organic. You can't force.
Thank you very much.
Right.
We got to make this organic. We're planning it out.
Yeah.
It's not organic.
It's not what it is. And then they're like, here's my example. I got a million views on this thing, a crap ton of exposure. no difference in the amount of followers that I have on my Facebook page.
No.
And I'm saying that because I think it's a good it's like, look, we're all going crazy chasing this carrot that is a viral sensation. It does no good for you. I mean, it's a cool thing. It's fun bragging rights.
Right,
it makes
some
for
of those
a fun
people,
story.
Their tweets get out and they'll have 15,000 retweets, which mm-hmm. you're right. That doesn't equal followers.
Right. So what are we going crazy over?
Well,
I mean, maybe we're the wrong two people to talk about this, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. And yeah, I don't know, man. It's crazy.
Because, you know, this video has been shared over 1,000 times. So it's being shared on all these different people's social media platforms. Nobody's thinking, I need to follow the guy that made this video. Like, unless maybe like I had like a series of successive.
Who would you call a comedy expert?
Whew. Who would I call a comedy expert? That's a great question.
But I'm just saying, like, I would think you'd have to go like
a successful comic,
right? Like
yeah.
Kevin Hart or
sure.
You know what I mean? You could name 100 comedians, right?
Yeah, but Jim Norton. If right. if you go down that kind of style of comedy, more abrasive comedy, fun loving comedy, I would say yeah, like Kevin Hart,
Pete Holmes,
mm-hmm.
right? Like there's all right, but they have massive crowds.
Yeah,
so I get it. I always wonder how these social media experts don't have followers.
No,
like it doesn't make sense. You know how the game is played, but you can't play it.
Dude, that is a great line. You know the game is played, but you can't play it. I have some buddies that are like social media experts.
Yeah.
And I see the stuff that they post. I'm like, that doesn't seem like it goes against everything that you're telling other people to do.
Yeah, like for our show, The Men's Room, right? Mm-hmm. Like I used to run that Facebook page. Got it over 80,000 likes. Mm-hmm. Now, am I a social media expert? Maybe it was just we had a radio show and we could be like, hey, go like our page and people did it.
Right. It cracks me up, man. It just
the organic thing drives me insane.
It drives me nuts whenever that gets brought up in a meeting. How do we make this organic? Well, the fact that you just said that means it's not organic,
right?
I'm sorry, that's just the truth. It's a new catchphrase. It's a new buzzword.
Yeah,
yeah. So, anyways, I thought that was funny. I thought it was interesting. That's
awesome. The one video.
Oh.
You never know what people are going to like on the internet.
And it drove BJ nuts because, you know, he's all about responding to everyone. He's like, you don't even reply to people. I'm like, I know it gives me anxiety. And he's just like, well, you got to reply to people. I'm like, no, I don't have to do anything.
Instagram gives me the most anxiety.
That's funny. Facebook for me. Instagram, for the most part, the followers that I have on Instagram are super awesome. Twitter's my favorite.
Yeah, Twitter's my favorite. Facebook does. I don't post on Facebook enough for it to bug me, and I never look at the comments.
Right.
But Instagram, sometimes I'm just like, I just always in the back of my mind, I'm like, nice boobs guy's going to comment.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every time. I'm just like, damn you.
I get so self-conscious of that, too. When I've been guilty of using a filter to darken the shirt so it hides the moob.
Yeah.
I don't usually go too filter crazy, but I definitely go filter crazy to hide my moob.
I'm filterless. I'm real.
That's right, Ted.
And I have man boobs.
I'm phony as F.
You are. That's what everybody says. Steve Miggs, phony as AF.
That's right. But I got 1.1 million people checking me out, Ted.
Solid point.
But it does nothing for this phony ass.
Right? I mean, that's 6 degrees of 7 bacon.
That's so true. That's the name of this episode.
6 degrees of 7 bacon.
Bacon. All right, before we go, I did want to share this story because I want to get your opinion on this.
I am thirsty now for a beer and a piece of bacon.
Wouldn't it be awesome?
It would right now.
Well, on Friday, we will have a beer and we will have a piece of bacon.
Yes.
Maybe even two.
Yeah.
I told you how I love Spittin' Chicklets. It's the hockey podcast on Barstool Sports.
Correct.
And I don't mind giving them all the publicity in the world. If you're a hockey fan, you really owe yourself to listen to their podcast because it's as great as it comes. One of the members of their podcast is Paul Bissonnette, who is Biznasty 2.0 on Twitter. He's he's a legend, man. Not a legend. On the ice, he was a fighter. He grinded it out several years in the NHL. He also was in the AHL, won the cup in the AHL.
All right.
You know, he was a guy that fought for his ice time, and I respect that, you know. And also, though, the guy is the MVP of all hockey when it comes to Twitter and Instagram. He's always posting funny stuff. He shared, and he's currently the color commentator either for the TV or the radio broadcast for the Coyotes in Arizona,
right,
because he played with those guys. And I got to imagine that his analysis is great. I need to start paying attention to it during hockey season because I would imagine it's great. But he's also a contributor and a member of the Spittin' Chicklets podcast. And he shared a story. And in a weird way, it also involves a member of the new Seattle hockey team. The coach, who was his coach at the time in Arizona, but he got brought on with Seattle. People think he's going to be the coach. I think Dave Tippett.
All right.
He'll probably be the coach when we get an NHL franchise. And he's a stud of a coach. So we're in good hands if we get this NHL franchise and he decides to be the coach and not just like a consultant. But I'm curious of what you would do in this situation.
All right.
Because
all right.
You and I feel, are similar in our ability to score ladies over the course of our life. You know what I mean? You know, like we're not just able to just pull all the honeys. Like we had to put work in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to get to know them.
That's right. And they have to get to know us.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're a team effort. That's going to make my
because we have Top Gun hats and you're my wingman this
week. That's
weekend.
Right. And I brought that up on the air. I said, hey, if you see us, yes, we are wearing Top Gun hats. You don't need to know why.
Right.
So here's Biz Nasty's story that he admittedly said later on in the podcast that he's afraid might get him fired from his job with the Arizona Coyotes.
All right.
Hey, quick random story because I feel like the fans deserve it. I've never told this one on the podcast before. So whenever we would go to Buffalo and Toronto, Dave Tippett, great coach, great guy, would always kind of be like, hey, you know, it's not going to work out. I know you're close to home and you got a lot of buddies. So he tells me I'm
healthy scratch. In other words.
Oh, like you're not going to get on the ice tonight.
Right. It's not going to work out. In other words, you're a healthy scratch. Go have fun with your friends.
Getting a health bomb the next night in TO. So I go out in Toronto with a couple of buddies and, you know, I meet this girl and I, sure enough, long story short, ended up having her back to the hotel.
No.
And we, yeah.
No.
You? No.
I went back first and she stayed out with friends and then she came.
It makes me wonder how many, because the good, he's a handsome dude and he's a hockey player. How many, like, I bet he has no idea how many girls he's been with.
No.
Not even in a year.
Yeah, I mean, I think some people just get over a certain number. It's hard to tell.
You just give up at that point. Just give up counting.
Yeah.
Came to meet me after. And so we started fooling around, and her clothes come off, and dude, she had the stinkiest blood.
It's not bleeped on their podcast.
Yeah.
So I think you guys could put two and two together what he's talking about.
Uh-huh.
All right, so here we go.
You could ever imagine. No, and I'm saying this straight faced, but I'd never smelt anything so bad in my life. My literally went down. I was like, hey, like, you know, I'm not really feeling this anymore. I was like, you know, I'm kind of tired. And she's like, you made me come all the way here in a cab. And I'm like, no, I'll pay for your cab. I'll pay for your cab. And she kept pressing the issue. She's like, you know, like, what's wrong with you? Like, why'd you just all of a sudden have a change of heart to the point where I had to be like, listen, I can't keep going because your reeks. Like,
how do you not? Oh my God.
Right? And then he's like, how do you not know? And it continues, bro. Continue. I'm driving while listening to this with my jaw to my lap. Like, I cannot believe that this is being told.
Smell that. I had to tell her. Her jaw dropped down to the carpet on that hotel room floor. And she's like, Oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, no, like, don't be sorry about it. I just like, my f***ing in any right now. Like, I couldn't. So she put her clothes back on, which probably took realistically 90 seconds in real time. It felt like it was 4 hours. Oh. And I'm like, you know, and she kept apologizing. I'm like, listen, like, I'm not offended. I'm not mad. Like, obviously, I'm going to tell the boys in the locker room tomorrow. But so here's the icing on the cake. So I go to the locker room the next day, and I'm like, boys, I had one of the worst experiences of my life. I tell everyone in the room is laughing. And everyone thinks I'm exaggerating a bit. After pregame meal, I bring Yans up. I go walk in that room. He walked in, and he was like, oh, my God. It was still in there, buddy.
Wow.
Right?
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, imagine even, like, okay, flip the script. You're with a girl, and you take off your pants, and she's like, yeah, no. You stink. I think I'd jump in a shower. Like, just give me 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how it is with women. Like, apparently she texted him later on. Like, the story continues, and she texted him to be like, oh, I talked to my girlfriends about this, which I think is just mind-blowing. That, like, not only is he telling his friends, but she's telling her friends, and they're like, yeah, sometimes if your pH is off or something, and it causes that. And he's like, yeah, that, or maybe you were just dancing too hard at the dance floor, and that might have been why. I don't know.
It sounds a little yeasty.
Right?
6 degrees of seven bacon right there.
Oh, my God.
How do you handle that?
I don't know. I don't think I could have told her.
No.
I think I would have kept lying.
Would you have tried? Because I think about college, Steve. I think I would have kept trying.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's saying he, you know, that's, I mean, you. I, in theory, yes, I think I probably would have kept trying. But, I mean, if you lose that level of excellence, as you once said.
Yeah. It all of a sudden becomes an innie, like you said.
Yeah. And then it's in your head.
Mm-hmm. And how do you recover from that?
Sometimes you don't.
No.
And generally, right, like if you just blame it on booze the next morning, you get back in the action.
That's a good point. But probably in the back of his head, he's like, it's not going to get better tomorrow.
No. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, she's not spending the night now.
Yep.
So I'm saying if you lost one because you maybe got a little too drunk, like at least in the morning, you could fight back. Like, she's just gone. Like, that is a finite.
I got to say, though, he handled it to the point where she continued to contact him. Like, wouldn't you think at that point, well, I'm not writing this guy. I'm done with this dude.
Yeah, but that's such a personal thing.
Yeah, I guess so you want to kind of redeem yourself. It's like a Taj.0. Redemption. Poon redemption.
I don't know, because I think if somebody randomly on the street is like, yeah, and your breath rank, mm-hmm. you'd be like, that's kind of mean. But like, I've had a friend come up to me at a festival and be like, hey man, you need to go brush your teeth. Like, your breath reeks right now.
Mm.
Good looking out.
Right.
I'm going to get on that.
I got your back.
So I think, right, like, that's such a personal thing. I think that's why she freaked out and was like, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. Like, I mean, you know how it is. Like I use, like, I don't know. I like to shower. I use deodorant. Like, body odor is just not something, like, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah. But in her defense, man, I don't know. Do any of them smell that great?
It must smell really bad.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where his teammate came over to the hotel the next day.
Smell
it was like, whoa, you weren't lying?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know how I would handle that. I'm glad I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah, no kidding.
But my God, like, that story floored me.
That's a good story, though.
Right? But I love that he's now scared he might get fired for that. I don't think he will. I think he's told way worse stories. I mean, the whole podcast is them talking about other players' wieners.
Yeah, he's fine.
Like, I wonder how the NHL feels about that podcast. If they're like, hey, man, you can't go on that podcast. We don't want you embarrassing the league.
Well, I mean, shout out to Barstool. I think back in the day, they ran into some of that issue, but they're so big now.
Yeah.
Like, you can't really just be like, don't go do Barstool stuff.
Right, because they're a huge publication. They're a huge network.
Yeah, and that's kind of Barstool's whole thing is like, F the man.
Yeah, oh, dude, and that was a great story for that. I loved it. All right, we should probably get out of here. I just realized it's 12:40.
Push-ups?
So, yeah, we'll do some push-ups. We'll be at Summer Meltdown, like I said, on the morning show. If you see us and I'm not making any sense, just understand I'm not sober.
Yeah.
So just kind of take that with a grain of salt and maybe, like, just let me go on my way. Hey, Steve. Blah, blah, blah,
blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Have fun. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow morning. I can't wait, Ted. You're leaving. Top Gun.
Top Gun.
There is a MiG.
Oh, yeah.
In Top Gun.
There is.
Right? That's the plane?
Yeah. The MiG.
Yeah. Boom.
Nice.
Makes sense for us to be Top Gun.
Somebody goes, who gets to be, or who's Goose? Who's Maverick? And I was like, there's two Mavericks.
We're both Mavericks.
Yeah. Maybe one of us be Iceman. I don't know.
That's fine. All right, let's get 10 Mega Family.
There we go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So next week, I'm off. Crap.
Yeah, I got no podcast next week either.
Oh, man, because I'd love to do a recap of Meltdown, but maybe we're going to have to take a week off.
Take a week off.
We'll see what happens.
We'll get back on it.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do maybe we'll try and shoot for the week after, get Taryn in, and we can do a full Meltdown recap.
It's not a bad call.
All right, so you can follow us on Twitter at the Megacast. Maybe we'll be posting stuff on there at Meltdown. Probably not. But follow Snapchat, because Snapchat disappears.
Yeah, Snapchat, I feel like there's a better option. You might see us.
Yeah, if you want to follow what we're doing at Meltdown, I'd say log on to your Snapchat anywhere between midnight and 4 a.m. Just go to @I'm Steve Miggs, and you might see something cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's get it on.
6 degrees of seven bacon.
6 degrees of seven bacon. Top Gun.
Maverick.
That's all I got.